Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, people? I'd like to welcome you to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tay Real. My co-host, Nizzy Nay, is in the building. What up, Nizzy Nay?
What up?
What's good, man? Talk to us. I understand you got something you wanted to talk to us about. Let's get to it.
Yeah. Yes.
We're just cutting straight to the chase tonight.
Well, I was at work one day, you know, and I see this guy all the time, like all the time. And you know how females do, you know, females don't approach you, they just look, they glance.
Yes, that's very aggravating, but please continue.
And I did that, like, I didn't want to really say nothing to him. I was just looking, you know. Obviously, I like what I see, and he just kept looking back, and he does it all the time. So finally, I was just like, you know what, forget this. I'm going to approach him. Because he keeps looking at me, and he's not being aggressive, so now I got to be aggressive. I'm like, and I just came up to him like, what's your problem? You see me, I see you, what is the deal? Like, are you going to give me your number or what? And I just went straight to the point. Like, I'm tired of these games, looking at each other. I'm tired of it. Like, we looking at each other, and it's just, what's up? You ain't saying nothing. Like, what is the deal? I'm like, are you going to give me your number or what? And he was like, oh, I'm too old for you. I'm too old. Now, the way he looked about 29. No lying. He looked 29. And he was like, oh, I'm too old for you. I'm too old for you. So I just took a wild guess. I'm just like, you're 45. He was like, yeah, you're right. I was like, whoa. Whoa. 45. And then he gets on to talking, we're blase, blase talking. And this is the line that every man uses. He said, you females these days, all y'all want is a street dude. Y'all just want a street dude. Y'all don't want no good man with a job and everything. Y'all just want a street dude, a thug. God, it sells drugs and all this and this and that. And
you know what? He gets an applause for that. He gets an applause for keeping it real. That's what we do here on It's Real Talk Radio. We keep it real. That's how a lot of guys feel. So I feel him on that. But please continue.
Yes, but that's what every guy, even a guy that I work with, he has said the same thing. And that's not necessarily true. It's just like a lot of the men that I have talked to, that's just how it was. It wasn't like that's what I went for. That's just how it was. Of course, if I find a guy that has a job and everything going, I'll go right for it. I don't want no guy that's always in the street and selling drugs and all. No, that's not husband material. Because we all know if you're a street type of guy, most of the time he's going to stay in the street. That's just how it's going to be. He's always going to stay in the street. It's like an addiction, that fast money. And he's not going to change. It's like men like that, they're addicted to the streets and they're never going to change. So he kind of threw me off by that. Because I hear that a lot from men, like a lot of men say that. Like, oh, you females just want a thug. Y'all don't want no good men. That's not necessarily true. That's not true. Not true at all. That's how you feel. You feel like that's all that females want is thugs?
Well, I mean, That's just statistically speaking. I mean, statistically speaking, like, it does seem like most African-American females prefer that type of guy. You know, especially the ones who, like, aren't, like, you know, more college-educated and grew up in, had a nice family upbringing in a nice area, you know. Like, a lot of, like, city females and even country. Like, I know some country girls, you know, and shout out to them. I love my country girls, but, you know, a lot of females, like, you know, and I couldn't even get it out. My sisters, man, I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but it's like the sisters seem like the ones that are so quick out of all of the different females out there. It seems like the sisters are the ones that's really like that. And I can say this because I'm a brother who has to, you know, deal with my fellow sisters, you know, and I witness it firsthand. So I do feel like a vast majority of females do, like, you know, prefer that, especially in urban communities. Like, I take the nice guy. I am a nice guy, first of all. I'm a gentleman. I'm a cool, humble, down-to-earth person. I'm not no street ratchet type guy. And my approach is always, like, you know, a gentleman approach. And, you know, when I'm, like, engaging a conversation with some females and I just hear their responses, I'm like, yeah, you need a guy that's, like, really, you want a guy that's going to be, like, shut the F up and cuss back and forth with you and a guy that's on the edge. I can understand how guys feel like that. Like, a lot of females nowadays do prefer, like, a ratchet guy. It always talks of ratchet females, but guys can be ratchet too. And I think, I think a lot of females prefer that. And so when it comes to a female like you, it plays against you because you're not that type of female, but guys assume that that's what's in, that's what females want. And so they say, well, I better act like this because that's what they want, and plus I'm not going to be disrespected as a man anyway, and the only way I'm going to get respect is if I be disrespectful. And it's ridiculous that a guy has to feel that way. But some of the guys out here who have that attitude and you wonder why they act that way, they're just a product of their environment, and they have just been mentally beat down by women, and it changed their attitude towards women. And it's unfortunate, but you know, you can blame your fellow sisters for that, Nizzy Nay.
That's real
talk, man. I'm saying it is what it is, man. You know me, man. I ain't gonna hold no punches. I'm a tell her how it is. I mean, do you disagree to that? You or you agree? How you feel?
I mean, I agree. Yeah. Men can be, you know, ratchet too. It goes both ways. And then it's like this. It's like when you get a guy like that, I've been in this situation before, dealing with a ratchet guy, and you don't talk to him the way he talks to you, but he wants that kind of talk back. And you're just like, why? Why? And then when I give it back to you, you don't like it. I don't understand that. It's like I give it back to you, but now you don't like that. Like, you're talking to me the same way I'm talking to you, but now you don't like it all of a sudden. I don't understand at all. And a lot of ratchet guys, they want a good female. They want a good, good female. They're like, I'm tired of messing with these ratchet females. I want a wifey. But when they get that, they don't know how to change it up. You can no longer be ratchet when you're dealing with a good female. That has to change. Your whole demeanor has to change. You can't be all ratchet then if you want a good female, because a good female is not going to put up with that. If you want to be ratchet, you go you go dealing for a ratchet female.
I understand where you're coming from, and I feel you to an extent, because a lot of females, a lot of times, for some reason, it seems like a lot of females want guys that are opposite of them. So, like, so a lot of times, a female's a nice, I mean, a really nice, down-to-earth, well-spoken, college-educated, grew up in a nice family home, like, will end up with a bum, end up with a guy that's going to abuse her mentally, physically, call her names, threaten her, and you're like, how does she, and it'll be a, you know, she'll be nice looking, not that that really matters, but she should be a nice looking woman, and like, she'll be right down to earth, and no one can understand, she could, you think that she could have had any man she wants, and she's with this guy. And so a lot of times, and it's usually the females, because when I talk to the fellas, you know, they're always, like, they want a down-to-earth, cool female. But the guys that I'm cool with, they're cool and down-to-earth. Like, they're not ratchet. I don't hang out with knuckleheads. And they want a female that's cool and chill like they are. So they want a female that's similar, that's compatible. I don't know where that myth came from about opposites attract. But I know they do attract, but people think that opposites will work out in a relationship, and I strongly disagree. Like, how can you coexist in your opposites? Like, you know?
It is
but
possible.
For some reason, females want, a lot of females, not all, but a lot of females are attracted to the guy with the rough edge, the guy that, you know, The knuckleheads, basically. So, I mean, you're a female.
Yes.
You know what it's like to be a female. So I guess you're better suited to understand that. Us, the fellas, you know, we sit there scratching our heads. Like, that's why, like how that guy that was talking to you earlier, that's why he said what he said. I understand where he's coming from because we really feel that way. It's ridiculous. I've had females say, you're nice, you're too nice. You know, I had females try to start arguments and stuff with me. And I'm not with all that, man. I just want to be cool and chill and have fun and laugh. I mean, we're going to argue. It's a part of life. And I love a good old-fashioned debate. But I'm not with the disrespect. I'm not with cussing each other out, going back and forth. And I'm man enough to apologize. I need a woman that's woman enough to do that, too. So I want a female that's similar to me, that's down to earth, that's not ratchet, that has a good head on her shoulders, that knows how to conduct in a conversation without, like, using foul language all the time. I mean, you're going to lose your cool sometimes, but I don't want a female with, you know, with a foul mouth. And, like, you don't even want to bring her around your mom because she's like, oh, my goodness, her mouth is so filthy. I know she's going to be cussing us up a storm. Nah, man. I want a female that's cool, down-to-earth, collective, you know. So, go figure. This is females we're talking about, so it's always going to be a complex thing. When it comes to females, boy, I tell you. It can never just be simple. Guys are A to B, and females are like A to 12. Like, how do you go from that as the numbers? Like, how did you just, like, we're doing alphabets, and you're going to numbers. Like, why? Like, you know, why does it have to be like, I don't know. You're a female, though, so.
That's not true.
Like, I'm just saying. I'm speaking on behalf of the fellas. That's how the fellas feel. I'm going to let you know straight up. That's how we feel.
Like, I believe that opposites can, like, opposites can work out. It would be a lot of compromising, but I think it can work. Because I have actually got along more with somebody that I was literally, You would never see me with this type of person. Never. He was just like, I don't know. Everybody just thought that they were just really, really, really opposite. But I can tell you that we never argued. We got along very well. Even though we were very, very different, we got along very well. And somebody that I was really compatible with, that we are just alike, we argued constantly. Constantly. Because we were still alike. We wanted We wanted things our way. We both had to get what we wanted. And it's not going to work. It doesn't work that way. We have two people that are just alike. Sometimes it just doesn't work. It just doesn't work to think that way.
Leave it to a female.
It doesn't work.
That's why that guy said what he said to you earlier, because that's exactly what we mean by that. You see what you just said? That's exactly what we mean. You know? So, I mean, go figure. But that's one of those things that's an ongoing debate. We might have to have a whole show dedicated to do opposites attract. That's what we should do a show on. Do opposites really attract? Or, no, are opposites really compatible? Because we know that opposites attract, because you could be attracted to anybody, because the first thing you're looking at is visually and then mentally.
Right.
So, I mean, opposites can attract, of course, but are they really compatible? That's what we should do a show on. Which leads us to our show tonight. So our show tonight is Fake Friends. Fake Friends. And I think that a lot of people can relate to that. I think that probably 99.9% of the people in the world can relate to that. Like, everybody has, like, had some type of experience where they thought somebody was really cool or really their friend, and to find out that they're not, you know, to really just get backstabbed or, you know, just really just get carried, like, and it just sucks. It really sucks, especially when you really, really thought that person was, like, really, like, you would have bet money on it, like, oh, no, this person is with me till the bitter end. This person will ride with me. But, like, as you go on in life, you start to develop a defense mechanism in your mind. And it's just like you start to know about it and to think naive and to think that, like, to really put your trust in people. You know, and as friendships develop, you start to kind of ease up and kind of, you know, kind of lift up that wall a little bit. But if you learn anything in life, you'll know that to still keep it up somewhat. Like, never let nobody completely in unless it's, like, you know, brother, sister, or best friend from childhood. I mean, because I've had situations where friends and family that I've known for years have, you know, betrayed me, backstabbed me. I mean, it just really did all types of messed up stuff. And so I know from experience. I'm sure you've had experiences like that, Nizzy Nay.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Yeah. I had a situation where I was actually friends with this person for years. I mean, we were friends for a good 15, 20 years. And I have a goddaughter with her. Her daughter is my goddaughter. And when she was a baby, I used to watch her all the time, and, you know, because she was a newly mother and she was going through some situations, and I didn't have no problem helping her out at any point in time. Like, I was there. But I started to notice, like, little things. Like, she started lying about stuff. Like, she would say, oh, can you watch so-and-so, and I got to go to the store and do this and that. I'm like, cool. But I would come to find out that she was lying about it. And when she did go out, she would be gone all day. All day long. So I just, like, noticed, like, little things, and then she would talk about me behind my back and with her other friends, and I never seen it coming because we were friends for many, many years. And I never thought that she was like that. But I never said anything. I just, you know, I would just watch. I never said anything about it. I would just watch. And so after that, after I noticed it, I just, you know, I fell back. Then I knew, like, wow, there are, we do have some fake friends. It don't matter how well you know a person, people can still be fake, no matter what. And friend and family can do it too. Believe that. Been in many situations like that too. And
sometimes
that's why
family
now,
can be the worst.
Huh?
Sometimes family can be the worst because your expectations for family is going to be high automatically because you're family.
Right. Right. I know, and then you and then you're just like, and then you're trying to figure out like who can you really trust? If now your family is being fake towards you, like who can you really trust? It's rough out here. It's rough.
Man, I've had so many situations like that. That's the reason why my approach and my personality is what it is now. Like, but see, I'm not like, it's not like one of those situations where, like, from bad experiences with fake friends and family that I'm this bitter person. I'm still a down-to-earth person that you can have a conversation. I cannot know you. We can have a conversation. We can become cool and all of that. But my expectations for you aren't going to be but so high. And I'll only give you the benefit of the doubt. It won't be a situation where it's like, oh, this person would never do that to me. Nizzy Nay, you would never do that to me. No, Nizzy Nay, you're cool. You know, I like you as a person, but I trust you just about as far as I can throw you, and I don't think I can throw you that far. See what I'm saying? And that's just the defense mechanism in me, like to ensure that I don't get stung. I mean, because I personally feel like, in all my years of living, I'm a grown man. Like, if I'm going to be naive enough to keep putting my trust and faith in people, what have I learned in life? What have I really learned in life to continue to be naive? I know people, and that's a sad sight, people who continue to put their faith in people, and they'll go through all these situations, and then once a new person pops up, they'll fully trust that person, tell them their deepest, darkest secrets, all of that stuff, and then get betrayed. And it just happens over and over and over again. It's just ridiculous, like, to keep it out when you're... It should only take only but so many times. Now, when you're young, you're going to automatically be naive. You know, some young people are ahead of their time and not really that naive. But for the most part, I mean, I was naive when I was young. Most of us were. That's expected. Once you're an adult and you've had a few good years of adult experience after a while, I say by age 25, you should start to get the picture. And you should start looking at things from a wider perspective, you know. To use a metaphor, look at the frame. Don't just look at the picture. Look at the whole frame. Like, see the frame. Don't just see the picture. See the frame, you know.
Right.
And understand that that's just part of life. Like, I mean, even the Bible speaks of that. This stuff has been going on since the beginning of time. You know, fake friends, betrayal, backstabbing, deceit, lies, all of that stuff. It happens in marriages, all of that stuff. I mean, siblings do it, parents, children, all of that stuff. You know, so if you family do it, you think a friend ain't going to do it? Come on. You know?
Yep. That's true.
I had one friend. We've been friends for a long time. I want to say, this is 2013. I want to say we was friends since, like, 01, 2000. 2001, something like that. We was friends for a long time. And, I don't know. You know, we lived our lives, you know. She was doing her thing, I was doing my thing. But we maintained contact throughout the years. And then one day, she just, like, I don't know. You know what, Nizzy Nay? It was so petty, right? Like, I don't even remember, like, what it was. Like, she had just flipped out. I told her I needed to talk to her, and I was like, I need her to, like, not be, and I came to her, I try to come to her like a grown man, you know, and I tried to come to her as approachable as possible, like, with good intent. Like, I'm just trying to talk to you from grown man to grown woman, and as a friend, like, you're, like, I don't like you disrespecting me. Like, I don't appreciate it. Like, can you, like, not do that? And why did I say that, Nizine? Like, she snapped. And I'm like, okay, you're tripping. Like, calm down. First, I'm like, all right, she's just tripping. Because she is one of those females that, like, she's known to get wild. But not with me. Like, we're usually cool. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not a boyfriend. It's not no emotional sex type stuff involved. And, she just snapped, Nizine. Like, I mean, completely snapped. And I'm thinking she just going through, like, probably her boyfriend made her mad or something. No, she really snapped. Like, she really, like, cussed me out real bad. And I'm sitting here, like, because we're friends, I'm tolerating it. But I really just want to say I'm about to come over your house and drag you by your fake weave down the steps outside and then just jack you up and ask you who you're talking to. And probably have a handful of fake hair in my hand. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I was... That's the part of me that wanted to say that, but that's my friend.
Right.
You know? So I keep that in mind. I keep my composure. And I'm like, well, look, let me talk now. Click. Well, I'm like, what? It's like, she hung up on me, you know? And then, I don't know, it was just crazy. Like, I tried to, like, you know, reason with her, but, like, she, like, snapped. And... that was just it. Like, that was it. Like, I thought, like, we real friends. Like, we've been friends for, like, 10 years at that point. And I'm like, what? She mad, whatever. And then, like, she was, like, hanging up on me and cussing at me and stuff. And it made me flip. So I left her a nice little message, you know, saying what, speaking my mind, and it wasn't pretty. Because at that point, I'm pissed. I'm pissed off at that point. But that's still my friend in my mind, so I'm like, I'm still willing to, like, squash it, you know? But she needs to come to me. We need to talk things out, and I definitely deserve an apology. Never got that apology, you know? Never got it. We never really squashed it or nothing. And until this day, I still, like, care about her as, like, a friend, even though it's, like, we're not really friends, because it's, like, part of me is like this. Part of me will always look at her as kind of like a friend. Like, I would never want to see nothing happen to her. But I know if she was really my friend, like, she would have reached out or something. You know,
right.
She would have been willing to reach out and kind of glue things back together.
Right.
You know, and it, I was just like, man, that's really crazy. But the part of me that don't trust you as far as you can throw you, that part isn't a surprise. So it's not like I was losing those people over it, like, man, you know, but it's just like, it's just crazy. You could be friends with somebody for that long and over nothing, like a conversation, like, you know, like, listen to me and you argue, and I'm like, well, I think you're disrespecting me, so I need you to not do that. I mean, literally like that, like, using no profanity, right? Like, not raising my voice or nothing, just talking to you. You know, but she is one of those ratchet type females, you know, but I've been dealing with her being ratchet for years. That never affected us. And come to find out that's really a fake friend. That's a firm definition of it. I mean, keep in mind, too, she had a boyfriend at the time. You know how a lot of females are when they get a boyfriend. They feel like, oh, well, they don't, when things are going well, they don't really need you anyway. And then they even do that to their female friends. You know that, Nizine. And then when things come crashing down, all of a sudden, a year later, you get that phone call. Hey, what's been going on? You'll never guess what happened. He slept with my best friend. Oh, yeah? Oh, wow. Really? Oh, yeah, so why you calling me? Because you know we're friends. Oh, we are? Really? I can't tell. You know what I'm saying? Do you know that this chick had the nerve to block me on Facebook, Nizzy Nay? When I seen that, that's when I had texted you. That's when I texted you, like, we got to do a show on fake friends. I was like, she blocked me on Facebook? Like, yo, you blocked me on Facebook? Like, what? Like, first of all right, she took me off. All right, that's one thing. Like, wow, you took me off, really? Like, okay, that's petty. No, not only did you take me off, you blocked me. You blocked me?
That's
real petty. Like, I'm like an enemy, like... You know, keep in mind when you're talking a minute, but it's like, all right, you know, it is what it is. We'll bump heads eventually, whatever. Whoop-de-doo. Moving on. Wow, you blocked me. You took me off your friends list. You blocked me. Like, that's like, all right, like, I'm like your enemy. Like, you really dislike me as a person, you know?
Right.
Well, I'm not going to say what she can eat on air. You know, even though I still, Like I said, I still, like, care about her as a person, but she can definitely eat something. That's for sure. Definitely. Because, like, I'm not the one to be disrespected and you're going to block me on. You know what, Nizane? That part makes me more mad. And screw all the profanity she used on me, cussing me out and all this stuff, wilding out. But the fact that she blocked me, for sometimes the littlest things make you just really gets to you the most. The fact that she blocked me, that's what led to me doing this show. Like that's what led to me saying, let's do a show on fake friends. I could not believe it. Like this girl did not just block me after we've been friends for 10 years. Like I did something to her. Like she blocked me. I'm like, wow. Like you really? That's like a statement. You really?
Right.
And look. Last time I looked, I wasn't blocked. So you're talking about maybe, what, a year later, all of a sudden you blocked me, like, out of nowhere. Like, because after all that happened, I was still seeing, like, posts from her, like, statuses and stuff. So,
uh-huh.
like, she was still on that. Like, she still would get on there. Like, I mean, I could still see it. I could still see her stuff. So I was still on her friends list. She blocked me. She blocked me, Nizane, like, the pettiest thing ever. I had to realize, wow, we're really not friends, you know? Like, that's crazy, like, you know?
That's
real. See, I'm a real person. I'm a real friend. Like, I never hate you if you're my friend. I mean, you got to do something to me that's beyond believable, like, for me to, like, actually say I hate you and we were once friends. Like, I don't hate people, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's not like I can't stand her, but I know she's definitely a fake friend, and it makes me dislike her. But I still care about her because I'm not a fake friend. My friendship is real. My loyalty to you is real. My bondage with you is real. So, I never look at you like I can't stand you. Well, there are limitations to everything in life, but as long as you don't really, really, really cross that line, I always, like, care about you and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just crazy, you know?
Yeah.
I think I just cut from a different cloth.
Yeah, that was
something. Yeah, it's really petty. It's really, really,
really
petty. And this is type stuff. And it's like the nicer you are to people, the more you deal with this type stuff. Because I'm that same person that she comes to with, you know, all of her male problems. How many guys you know that's willing to sit here and listen to a bunch of male problems? Maybe for a few minutes after that, all right, that's enough. I'm not trying to hear this. Like, let's move on. We're talking about two hours straight of listening to your man problems. But I'm a friend. You're my friend. We've been friends for a very long time. It's not about me. I need to be here for you. That's the type of friend I am. I don't get that type of friendship from other people, but I'm used to it. It's just something that it's something you deal with in life. It's like the nicer you are, the more humble you are, you know, the more you'll like, get taken advantage of. It's like, I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's ridiculous. But I've been dealing with it through all my life. I had cousins definitely betray me, you know, in all types of ways you could possibly think. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah. It happens to the best of us, though. And it's always like, it's always the one that's the nicest and the one that's willing to do anything for you and to listen to you, and you're that person that they always call when they need you, and it comes to find out they're the ones that are fake. So, I mean, you can't trust everybody.
Man, you can't trust people as far as you can throw them point blank. Like, it's important. People are, it's funny because, like, people will definitely, the first thing people will say is, why you act like that? Like, you got a wall up or something. And I feel like the people that, like, are really, like, really, especially when you first meet someone, the first thing they thinking about is, oh, man, you got a wall up, man. You know why you acting like that and all that? I'll be feeling like a lot of people have hidden agendas. Like, they want you to not have a wall up so they can take advantage of you. I think it's important to have a wall, right? But it's a limitation to everything in life. It's good to have a wall, but you don't need to have a wall that's to the point that you can't even have a civilized conversation with someone. Everybody's
true.
Trying to take advantage of you, and you won't get to find out who your real friends are if you have a complete wall up against everybody. But you still need it. You need balance. Life is about balance, the right amount of balance of everything. Too much water for you isn't healthy. Don't believe me. Look it up. So, I mean, you need the right balance of everything in life. Think about anything in life. Too much of it will kill you or hurt you. We need the sun, right? But guess what? If we move 1,000 miles closer to the sun, I bet you we won't be here no more. You see what
right.
I'm saying? So everything, right. we need water, but too much water drown us, you know? Anything
mm-hmm.
you can think of. We need our house, but if our house collapses on us, it's a wrap, you know?
Right.
I mean, anything, like too much of anything, like you just need the right amount of balance, you know? And you need, when it just comes to friends, man, there's no way
that
like.
That comes with friends and relationships, too. You should always have your wall up when it comes to not completely up, because you can find out that that other person is fake, too. Not completely up, like you say, but enough. Enough to where, you know, if something was to happen that, you know, you're not going to be messed up about it. You can just move on about your business with it. So it goes with relationships and friendships as well.
Yes. Definitely. I mean, it's just like life experience, man. You gotta take what you learn in life and prosper from it. Let it better you. You're going like I was saying, like you can't just, you know, you try to read people the best you can, but like you can't rely on that, strictly that, to like get you ahead in life, because sometimes your assumptions on people will be right and sometimes they won't be. You know,
right.
that could backfire. You know, so you got to kind of let things play out. Like, you know, you might get an urge, you know. You might get the red light, a red flag, you know. But you got to still let things play out, because you might think this, it could go both ways. You could think this person is really going to be a great friend, and they're not. They're deceitful. But then it can look like that person's deceitful, but come to find out, they're really a great friend. You just had the wrong, you know, impression on them. But
mm-hmm.
you ain't really let things play out.
Right.
And you just got to be willing to let things play out, and you'll know when it's time. When it's time to put your foot down, then it's time. You know? But You gotta let things play out. You ever met somebody that like really just thought they was a psychic, like they was a know-it-all? Know-it-alls are the worst. Like, I can't be friends with a complete know-it-all. Like, you know everything. You're always right. Unwilling to apologize or unwilling
okay,
to
look.
Come to the round table and talk things out.
Look, I'll admit, like, I have had people tell me that I do act like that. Like, I do think that I know it all. Like, but a lot of people have told me, you just think you know it all. You know everything. You're always right. And that's why I always tend to get into fights with people. But usually, like, honestly, usually I am. Because I won't say anything, because I'll sit back for a while. It's just like if we were the friend, and I know this friend is being fake. I won't say nothing at first. I'll let everything fly, and I'll just look for the signs to be sure about it, to be sure. Like, I know this person's being fake. They lying. They talking behind my back. I know it's true. They lying about this. They lying about that. But I won't say nothing. I'll keep it to myself for a whole while. Now, if I'm wrong about it, then I'm wrong. I'll say I'm wrong. Like, my bad, you know, I was wrong about it. My assumption of you was wrong. But most of the time, I am right. Because I will look for, there's always signs. There's always, always signs when somebody is being fake. always. Don't say nothing at first. Just let it go and just watch. Just sit back and watch. Don't speak about it because you could be wrong. Just sit back and watch all the signs, and you'll see it for yourself. You'll see the fakeness come out, believe it or not. You'll know if a person is real or not. Instantly. Instantly. You'll know if somebody's being real with you. But a fake person, they're going to try to hide it for a while. They're going to really, really try to hide that fakeness. But it will come to the light eventually. And you will catch them. But the signs are definitely there. You just got to look out for them. I catch people all the time. All the time. I see it at my job. Like, you can't trust nobody at, you know, at my job, because every single female in that place lies to you. They tell you one thing, and they tell you another thing, and they exaggerate this and exaggerate that. Can't believe nobody. I just sit back, and I just listen, because all I'm doing is pointing out who I can conversate with and who I can't, who I can tell this to and who I can't tell this to. I just sit back and watch. Because you know when a person is being real with you and when they're not.
Well, for the record, from knowing you personally, I don't feel like you're a know-it-all. Anybody can be a know-it-all on any given day, but to be a know-it-all consistently, that's where the problem comes in. I think I'm more of a know-it-all than you, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you are.
I think I'm more
you
of
are.
A know-it-all than you, but
yeah, you
that's
are.
How much of a know-it-all I don't think you are. But I don't know. Like, I definitely don't look at you as like an actual know-it-all consistently person. I don't think I'm a know-it-all like at all, like consistently. Definitely not consistently. I think everybody got their times or whatever. The people who are know-it-alls consistently all the time, those are the ones. You know, and that would definitely, you know, make you eligible for the fake friends category. Because, like you got to compromise in life. Like, and sometimes you don't have to necessarily agree with somebody, but you can, like, bow out gracefully. You know, you can just be like, all right, well, you know, sometimes to not be a know-it-all, all you got to do is say, okay, well, I respect your opinion, and, you know, I still feel the way I feel, but I respect your opinion. Let's just move on. And that right there, just doing that's not necessarily just giving into the other person and saying, all right, well, you're right, I'm wrong. You don't have to do that. But just by doing that shows that you're down to earth. And, like, if you're a friend, then you want to, like, sometimes, you don't need to be the one to, like, always say, you don't need to be the one to always say that you're right, I'm wrong. You know? You don't need to be the one to say, you're right, I'm wrong. And you don't need to always be the one to say, I'm right, you're wrong. You need to compromise. That takes us back to balance. Like, you know, having balance. I cannot stand a person that's like, you just got to always argue because they're going to always think they're right. And then it's like, you bow out gracefully to them sometimes. Like, all right, you know what? You're right. All right. And then sometimes you're like, you know what? I don't agree, but I respect your opinion. But they can never do that for you. It's always one-sided. That's not a real friend. Now, you were saying you don't agree to what? I mean, or you don't like what?
I don't like when people are like, yeah, okay, I get it. You're right, I'm wrong. I don't like that. The whole point about it is my whole thing is I just want to be heard. And my whole thing is like, I don't want it to be down to, oh, I'm right and you're wrong. I just want to be heard. I just want you to listen to my opinion. It's not about being right or wrong. I just want to be heard. And once I'm heard, I'm good. Once I get out, wherever I have to say, then I'm good. Situation is squash. But what makes me mad is when I'm not being heard. And then it's going to be like I'm going to yap your ears off. And so I feel like, and oh my goodness, men are the worst with it. Men are the worst. Because it's like sometimes talking to a man, you know they're listening to you, you have a feeling they're listening to you, but they want to act like they're not. They want to act like they're not listening to you. And like, okay, you know what? This conversation is done. I respect your opinion. No, that's not the point. The point is. And then you feel like you have to talk some more because that's not the point. That's not the point. I want to be heard. I want you to actually really listen to me and take in what I'm saying to you. Men are the worst with it. They want to act like they don't want to listen to you because they know you're right. They know you're right, but they want to fake like they're not listening. Because they know that you're right.
So now, now you're turning this into a agenda to beat.
Because men do it more often than females. Honestly.
But you are, so you said that you don't like for a person, like you're having a debate with a guy. You don't want him to say, you're right, I'm wrong.
Right.
That's the part that makes things even more complex, because it's like, well, what more can you ask for than a person to say, you know what, you are right. You know what, you're right, I'm wrong. Like, you should be honored that a person is willing to, you know, to hear you out
no,
enough to say, you know what, you are right.
Up.
You know what, you are right. I'm wrong.
No,
right.
They just want to shut you up.
But it's not always about shutting you up. Sometimes a person might really feel you're right. Now, sometimes it is about shutting you up. But guess what? Even if a person says you're right, I'm wrong, that's still them waving a white flag. I surrender. You know what? To stop this, I think that's equal to just saying, you know what? I don't agree with you, but I respect your opinion. Let's agree to disagree and move on. I think that's the best one to say. But, I mean, if somebody's going to say, you know what, you're right, I'm wrong, all right. How can you even still fuss after that? Like, even if you don't think they really think that, unless it is an extreme situation. Like, if it's like, a cheating situation, they got to be, that's too extreme to just say, you're right, I'm wrong, as far as that. But like a debate, argument, or something, you're right, I'm wrong. If you don't think that person really agrees, but they're still stepping up enough to say, you know what, this makes you happy. Okay, I don't want to argue. You're right, I'm wrong. There's no reason to still be arguing after that, in my opinion. And see, that's how most guys think, but most females will probably think how you think. And that's why the thing is dragging on, going and on, going. And then the guy's like, you know what? You want to still argue? I'm not arguing no more. I'll see you later. I'm gone. Oh, so now the female's mad because he left. Oh, you want to leave? Oh, let me go on my phone book. I know Kyle's been waiting to hang out for a minute. Let me call Kyle up real quick. You know, all the guy did was just didn't want to argue, so he left out. And I'm not saying all females do that, but that's just an example of, like, how, like, the differences in males and females would lead to that. You know what I'm saying? But I think a good friend, though, is willing to sometimes surrender. Like, I'm willing to surrender sometimes as a friend. I'm willing to surrender. And everything isn't about right now. Sometimes you have to come back to the table. Sometimes you need to take a breather. I'll call you back if you're on the phone. If you're face-to-face, you know what? I'll be back later. I'll see you later. Let me get myself together. Whatever. And then when you come back to the round table, it's like, you know what? That was all that was so uncalled for earlier. If I would have just would have chilled out, and you know what? I feel responsible because I shouldn't let it escalate. That's what a good friend will do. And I'm not saying do it every time, but you can do it sometimes. You can step up to the plate sometimes. Like me as a friend, rather than a friendship or relationship, I want a person to be able to do that. Like, at some point be able to do that, because I'm willing to do that, and I'm not saying you got to do that every time. Just sometimes, every now and then, once a month, you know, not even necessarily that. If you can do it, like, what, quarterly, four times a year, I mean, golly, is that too much to ask? Like, don't always put it on me. I do not like having to be the one to apologize and have to be the one to squash things all the time, and you're unwilling to do it. Like, that's unfair. That's lopsided. And a friendship can't needs balance. Like, it can't be lopsided, you know?
That's true.
That's how you know you got a fake friend. When things are lopsided, when everything does fall on you.
Yep, and they're not willing to apologize whatsoever. And they leave it all up to you every time. They don't really care. They don't care about that friendship. Because if they did, they would be willing to put their pride to the side. Even though they don't necessarily agree, to at least apologize for the situation. Look, we were both wrong in this situation. You know, let's just squash it. I'm sorry, you're sorry, let's just squash it. We both shouldn't have took it to that extreme and leave it at that. Because if you don't, at least come back to it, it's going to come up eventually again. You're going to have to say.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it.
Yep. And it's never going to be over with. So it's better, even if you have to leave for 5, 10, 15, however long, come back to it, discuss it, and let it be over with. That's what friends do. If you feel like that person is really worth that friendship, you're going to do it. If not, then you know you got a fake friend on you.
Yeah, definitely, man. Just gotta be willing to reconcile sometimes, man. That's all it is to it, like.
Yep. Most definitely.
And, like, you do need to sometimes, like, really be willing to, like, go assess things and come back to the table, like, you know. And that's something I can honestly say that I've been guilty of. And everybody got things they're working on. No one's perfect. But sometimes things are too much. Everything has to happen right now. So that's like one of my little habits that I've, you know, definitely worked on over the years and tried to better myself in. Because we all got our flaws. If you're not willing to admit your flaws, then you're not being really true to yourself. Sometimes a lot of arguments, a lot of breakups, a lot of friendships coming crashing down could have been prevented just by being willing to, you know what, things are getting too heated right now. Let me walk away. Let's walk away and come back. Let's get our thoughts together. Maybe we can talk tomorrow, right, later tonight. Sometimes it only takes 5 minutes. But you have to, like, be willing to do that sometimes. If you're not, I mean, you're asking for a lot of trouble, a lot of arguments. Because things get heated, right? And then somebody ends up taking it too far to the point of no return. For instance, right, going back and forth, and you're making each other madder, and now it's starting to get disrespectful, and this person makes you so mad, and, like, you know, F you broke, and you ain't never going to be nothing in life, but they just mad. And you're like, you know what, F you and your dead mother. How do you come back from that? F you and your dead mother. Like, wow, like, how, we probably had another squash this now. That's the end of that one statement is the end of our friendship. I mean, saying you're not going to amount to nothing in life and saying F your dead mother are two different things, wouldn't you agree? Even though that was messed up, you're not going to amount to nothing, but there's really no coming back from F you and your dead mother, like. And this is supposed to be, like, your best friend or a good friend of yours. Things got too heated. You felt that it was getting too heated. You got caught in a moment. One of you needs to be the one willing to say, let's walk away. But you're going to have to both agree or hang up on a person if you got to, or walk away while they're talking, you know. But, like, if someone doesn't, like, you know, or they don't come together and say, you know what, let's stop right here and quit while we're ahead, oof, it's going to get ugly. And I know this from experience. And that's why I say, you know, that's one thing, you know, that, you know, I had to definitely work on. I'm proud to say that I've gotten better at it, but, you know, life is a continuing, ongoing journey. And every day I'm continuing trying to better myself and be right with the man
right.
upstairs and be a good person and be remembered as a good person, a humble person, a down-to-earth person. I can argue with you. We can squash shit. I'm not like a person that, we argue, F you, don't call my phone no more, mm-hmm. you know, like, just like F you for life. Like, some people are like that. You can't even, like, some people are just so bitter, so angry inside. It's just sad to see. I'm not like that, man. We can squash things. You know, and we can talk things out. But don't take it too far, though. Like, don't go beyond the point of no return. Please. You know what I'm saying, isn't it?
I am saying, yes, I have been actually in that situation. Look, I had a relationship like that where it was just like, we would go hard on each other. And it was like, F you and all this, and you're a bum, and you're worthless, and we said everything in the book because we were trying to hurt each other. And it was like, and it would be over the pettiest thing. But once you say something like that, oh my goodness, I remember when it came out, and he said, I hope you die. That right there, it just ended the whole thing. I hope you die. Like that's something that should never come out of your mouth. And
yeah,
it was really,
yeah, I agree.
And it was really, but it was really on me. It was I was at fault because he tried to leave it alone, and I kept going. I have an issue with that. I have an issue when I get to a certain point of angerness. It's like there's no stopping me. Like, my mouth is reckless. It can be really, really reckless. And if you're coming for me, I'm going to come at you 10 times as hard. I'm going to say everything I have to say to get to you. And I know how to get to people. That's like, that's a terrible thing, but I know how to get to people. And I can say the most like, really, really bad thing. If you
hear that?
It's a little
that's some demons talking, girl. Satan be gone from this woman. Satan be gone from this woman.
Better. I'm getting better.
Demons out, girl. You hear what you're saying, right? And you say the most meanful, hateful thing. That's what leads to what I was saying. Like, you know, like talking about somebody's dead relative or something that's just so hurtful. That's why you was homeless. If somebody was really homeless out on the streets, had nowhere to go, was eating out of trash cans, and you tell them that's why you was homeless, that's like, that could be equal to saying F your dead mother. Like, it can be. Like, that's hurtful. Like, you got to know the limits.
I have learned that. I'm getting better. And I'm trying to watch it, and I just don't. My problem is I don't know how to just be quiet and just leave it alone and then come back to it. Like, I have an issue with that. But it all depends on that person. If that person has hurt me in some type of way, and I'm the type of person where I hold a lot of stuff in, I hold it in, and I let it build up and build up and build up and build up to a point where we could be arguing about something really, really petty, and there's all this whole bunch of negative stuff will come out. And it won't even be about the situation that we were previously arguing about. It could be about something that we were arguing about months ago, and we never squashed it. And so now it's all that built-up frustration and anger, and now it's coming out. It's like sometimes you have to, when you have an argument with a friend or whoever, you got to talk about it. It's important to talk about it. even if you have to leave for a few minutes and then come back, it's very important to talk about it because it will come back up. And then when you get into a really petty argument, all that's going to come up. And then you're going to really say some hateful things to each other that you don't even mean. And then relationship, friendship could be possibly over something really little and petty. So you just definitely got to talk about it. It's better to just sit down and talk about it and get it over with and then squash it. So you won't have an episode like that because I've had many of them. And it's not worth it, believe me.
This starting to sound like a therapy session. Like we just just releasing all of the tension out. we need a therapist up on here. We need to be sitting at the table, both sitting at the table, just letting it all out. But truthfully speaking, like, I don't think you're as bad as you say you are, and I only say that from knowing you personally. Like, I don't think you're as, like, I've seen ratchetness. I've seen people that are really want to hurt your feelings and are really willing to take it to that next level. I think you're being a little hard on yourself. Now, maybe you took it beyond the point that it needed to go to before, but I can't say from knowing you personally that you seem like a person that's, like, you just off yourself, and so you'll say whatever to get to a person. That's just not the Nizzy Nay I know. Now, maybe the relationship Nizzy Nay is a real jackass, and I just don't know that Nizzy Nay. But the Nizzy Nay I know personally is not like that. So, you know,
me and you are so different because we have good chemistry, and we are always usually most of the time on the same page. So it's like with me and you, we can talk about our issues and then squash it. We don't have to go through that all that extra crap. Because me and you, we just have that chemistry where we can actually sit down if we have an argument and talk about it and then be over it. That's why. I guess it all depends on the person that I'm dealing with.
People can really bring a different side of you out. Like, that's definitely possible. Like, because, like, a person, like, if you're dealing with a guy that's, like, really ratchet, and, like, every time y'all argue, he cussing at you, he talking over you, he not letting you talk, that can take you to that next level, but he's provoking you. There is a such thing as being provoked to the point of no return. And if you're provoked to that point, that's really not your fault. Like, you know, you're only human. You're going to, you know, you're going to maintain your composure to the best of your ability, but you're only human. Sometimes people provoke you. Like, if I was the type of person that was like, Nizzy Nay, shut the F up, suck this, shut up you B, and all of this stuff, I'm sure that would bring another side of you out. You know, fortunately, I'm not that type of person, so
right.
Our arguments will stay at a point of balance because they're not disrespecting each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A guy that's going to be real disrespectful towards you, I'm sure some of those guys have seen that other side of you. But you're provoked at that point. Someone is disrespecting you as a grown woman, fussing and cussing at you like you're their child. I mean, yeah, you're just going to bring that side out.
Right.
Some people get what they deserve. Like, if you act like a jackass, then if you get cussed out, so be it. It's on you. Hey, I salute you for standing up for yourself. I mean, sometimes you just explode inside and you got to let it out. I mean, I would rather you cuss somebody out than to go to their house and cut them in a million pieces. Cuss them out if you got to. Don't keep holding stuff in. If you got to let them have it, let them have it. Try not to, like, involve, like, their family because it's, like, it's not, you know, that's really hurtful. And on top of that, it's not, you know, it's not fair to put their family in it. To use that.
I don't never involve family. That's something that I won't cross as our family because the family ain't got nothing to do with it.
Right,
so it never involved a family.
Remember in grade school, Nizzy Nay? Remember in grade school, the first thing we would say is your mother,
yes.
your father, your dead
yes.
grandmother. Remember that? Remember that?
Yes.
We used to do that all the time in grade school.
Yes.
Your dead grandmother, your dead grandfather, your mother, your
so
father,
fun.
Your aunt.
Huge fight. Huge fight. Like, as soon as somebody said your mother, oh my goodness. It was a wrap.
But the craziest part about it is, like, they would use it, like, somebody in your family that the whole class know that died, like, you were away from school for a week because your grandmother passed away, and then you come back to school and you get in an argument with somebody, and the first thing they say is your dead grandmother. Like, that's stuff that people do in grade school. That goes to show you kids do this stuff. They don't know no better, right? So you as an adult to say that shows that you had the maturity level of a kid. Like, you know, that's
right.
your maturity level is that of a kid. You know? But people can get pushed to that point. But you got to try to watch. Because, see, it go both ways, right? Because, like, let's say you just so happen to be obese. You're 300 pounds, right? And every time you get in an argument with this person, this guy, right, he's laughing at you. He said, you fat B. No man ever going to want you. You worthless. You know, you're going to be fat for the rest of your life. Why don't you go get on Jenny Craig? Why don't you get liposuction? And why don't you, why don't you, you need to get on Weight Watchers, call up Charles Barkley, you fat me.
All right.
After a while, I'm just saying, right, really provoking. And then after a while, every time you give a response, right, it doesn't get to him. What's the one thing that could get to him? You're just so, to the point that he has you in tears, like, nearly every other time he talks to him. What's the one thing I could say to him to really get him to this level? Because I'm so fed up right now. Oh, he loves his grandmother, and his grandmother passed away. Your dead grandmother. Your dead grandmother. What? What did you just say? Your dead grandmother. That's one of those moments. The whole room, you can hear a pin drop.
Yes.
I can't believe you would disrespect me like that. I can't believe you would say that. But then you look at it like, well, you was provoked at that point. I don't think you should do that. I mean, but you're only human. And sometimes a person can provoke you so bad to the point that you would say anything. See, it's a difference from just having a difference in opinion and going back and forth, and you do that, you're wrong. But if that person provokes you and disrespects you that much, of course the rational thing to do, if you're on the phone, hang up on them. If you wouldn't, walk away. What if you walk away and that person is walking behind you like, yeah, walk away, you fat B. Go ahead, walk away. That's what fat people do. You know? What do you do then? You know, so go both ways. So sometimes things depend on the situation. Sometimes you just respond accordingly. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Basically, what my point is like, you get what you ask for. Sometimes you bring things on yourself. You know, that's basically what my point is.
Yeah. I'm having
And then I don't feel for you.
But I just laugh. That didn't hurt me. I just laugh. That didn't hurt me. You fat B. I'm like, oh yeah, everybody, I'm fat. And then that's the worst when you start making jokes at yourself, because then they're just like, huh? And it's not funny no more.
And unfortunately, everybody isn't able to do that. You know, but everybody has something that, I think everybody has something that if it's said the right way, with the right tone, at the right time, will drive you out of your mind. Even therapists, psychologists even has something that if you say that to them at the right time, in the right place, they'll explode. Like this and that, you can rush the shore. There's something that somebody can say to you at the right time, in the right place, you snapping. You're not going to be making fun of yourself. If they say the right thing at the right time, you're going to be trying to, like, attack them like a wild animal. Like, you know, it's everybody got
that. Oh, yeah, I've had that happen.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I've had that happen before at work. One job that I worked, I don't even remember what the dude said to me, but I just remember punching him in his face. I don't know what happened. But I'm not
you blacked out, huh?
Yeah. He kept provoking me. He did it every day to the point where he just said that one thing. And I just took a jab at him. I had to. I just felt like I felt so good about it after that. Felt so good. And he was just stunned. Like, he was just shocked. Like, because he never thought that I was actually going to do it. But if you provoke me enough, because people don't think. Like, I always tell people, don't underestimate my ability to whoop your ass. Because I will. Eventually, it will come. There will be a day that I will do it. Just because I'm from the birds and all that don't mean I can't kick some butt, for real. It just takes a whole lot more for you to get to me. Because words don't really get to me, but if you do it enough and you provoke me enough, it's a wrap. I'm coming for you.
At that point, I feel like it's self-defense. If you're continuously provoked, I think it's self-defense at that point.
Yeah.
I'm responsible for little disciplinary action. You know?
Yeah, they do it on purpose because they want to see how far they can take you. And then they all stunned when you do something about it. It's like, oh, I didn't see that coming. I bet you didn't. Mm-hmm. Punk.
You having a moment over there, Nizzy Nay? I never understood why people wanted to be fake. Like, I evaluate myself sometimes. Like, I don't know how many other people do this, but I evaluate myself sometimes. I look myself over, like, all right, am I being the best me I can possibly be? What can I do to better myself? I actually think about this stuff, especially when I'm having my moments and I'm saying my prayers. And I ask God to be, you know, merciful with me and to continue to bear with me and be patient with me and give me the strength and the ability to better myself. You know, those are my moments that I have with myself and when I'm praying and stuff. And I try to, like, always, I want to better myself. Anybody who's known me over the years and known me when I was, like, maybe, let's say, 13, 14 till now would probably notice a big difference, especially if they knew me personally, not like it's like an older person, like a parent, because you're going to try to behave yourself around now. But the people that knew me knew the type of mouth I had and stuff when I was younger and stuff, and to see me now, like, yeah, wow, you made a dramatic change. I you know, that was all the man upstairs. You know, that was me, you know, really just trying to get right with him and better myself, you know, and I couldn't have done it without the man upstairs, definitely. So amen on that. And I'm always trying to, like, you know, I just want to, you know, I'm still trying to better myself. I'll never be completely satisfied because I'll never be perfect. And the only thing I can try to do is just continue to work on myself and be better, you know. And that's one of those things, like, if you, as far as having friends, I mean, you want your friend to, like, be able to look at yourself in the mirror, you know. And you should be willing to look yourself in the mirror. I got to be able to look myself in the mirror. I think about, like, if I have an argument with somebody, I'll think about it. I won't just say I'm automatically right because I'm me, and you're wrong because you're not me. Like, I'll look it over. It's been plenty of times I've apologized. I've came back to the table and said, you know what? I could have. I might not necessarily apologize. People got to understand this. Like, this is 2013. There's many ways to apologize. You don't have to say, I am sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm such a bad person. I am totally 100% wrong. You're totally 100% right. There's ways to say it that, you know, some people just need to keep their ego at a high standard, you know. So sometimes just saying the word sorry is like sucking up too much. It's giving away too much. It's diving too much into your emotions. It's kind of like crawling on your knees. So there's other ways you can apologize. You can say, my bad. I think that's a little easier. Or you can say, my fault. You can say, that's on me. You could say, I caused that. If I wouldn't have caused that, that wouldn't have happened. That, see, and look how much easier that is to just to say. Try it. Anybody listening, try that. Just say, you know, instead of saying, I'm sorry, you have a hard time saying that, say, I caused it. I provoked things. That's on me. And if a person ain't trying to take that as an apology, then, oh, wow. They can't say that you didn't give a valued effort. You know? Because everybody's not going to say, I'm sorry. But, I mean, as long as you understand that they're trying to apologize in their own way, and you had to let a person do that, because we're not kids. Everybody's not going to say, I'm sorry to you. So you can get that fantasy out your mind now. You know, this is the real world. Let a person apologize the way they do. Now, there's a limit to you got to have some type of effort. You can't just say, well, you know what, whatever. That's my apology. That's not an apology, no. You know, so there are limits. But the effort means everything. You should always want to try to, like, assess things. Think of things over. You had a heated argument with somebody. Think things over. Like the situation I was explaining with the friend that I thought was my friend earlier. Like, if she could look herself in the mirror, evaluate things, and come back to the round table and sit and have a civilized conversation with me, we could have squashed it. Like grown man and grown woman. But because everything is about her, she's not able to do that. Because in her mind, you argue with me. You're wrong. Because you shouldn't have to argue with me. You know, I don't care what I said to you. You shouldn't have made me say it. You're wrong. I'm right. F you. I'm blocking you on Facebook. Like, you know, that's not being able to look yourself in the mirror. That's not being able to evaluate yourself. Self-assessment. You know, like, lack of that can make you a huge jackass, like the biggest jackass ever. You know, no, you understand what I'm saying, right, Nizzy Nay?
Yeah. Most definitely.
That's all I really asked for. Have you ever had a situation where, like, you are a friend, it's like a really good friend of yours, and then one day I declare blue, they just fall off the face of the earth, you call them, they don't take your calls no more, not responding to your texts, and, you know, come to find out, it's not because y'all argued or something, but, like, because they got either a new friend that they kick it with now, or like a relationship, mostly, of course, a relationship, that definitely happens. But you ever had a situation like that? Like, say, your homegirl got a boyfriend, now she acting brand new, or your homeboy got a girlfriend, he acting brand new. You ever had a situation like that?
Oh, yeah. I had a situation like that where I had a homeboy, and I've known him for a real long time. Like, I consider him like my brother. And then as soon as he got a female in his life, it was just like, oh, he didn't want to respond to my text. There was no more phone calls. There was no nothing. I was just like, what is going on? Like, before this female came along, we were mad close. Like, really, really close. And then all of a sudden when a female comes along, you want to act brand new. Like, you don't even know me no more because of a female. But let it be, when that female leaves you or y'all break up, you'll be trying to, you know, call me and text me and tell me all the drama that went on and want my advice. Like, what kind of friend is that? To the point where I literally had to go through another person just to get his phone number, because I didn't even know his phone number had changed. Now, his phone number has changed millions of times, and he always kept it. Now, all of a sudden, when this new female comes along and your phone number changes, I don't even hear from you still. I got to go through somebody else just to get your number. How crazy is that? I just don't understand that. And we've been friends long time before she even came into the picture. That really made me mad. That's a fake friend.
I was just about to say that. That would definitely make him eligible for fake friend status. Definitely. Definitely. I had a friend, right? I mean, we go back since, I mean, you're talking like grade school. I'm talking like elementary. Throw back. I mean, super throwback. You're talking about crisscross, jump, jump, throwback. And, I mean, that was like my main man. I mean, all through school, all we did was laugh and talk and joke. And we got in so much trouble because we just would just always get caught by the teacher laughing, talking, geeking, always. God, I remember getting put out the auditorium. The principal put us on blast in front of everybody. Like, you know, oh, you want to laugh? Oh, both of y'all leave. We had to leave in front of the whole school auditorium. And that was that. That was that friend that, I mean, we just was tight. When we leave school, we get on the phone and talk and laugh at Power Rangers and all of that stuff. That's how I throw back with talking today. Yes. Over the years, got older, you know, kind of, you know, would lose contact a little while with growing up, going through early adulthood and stuff, but we still would maintain contact. But I start talking to this girl. She has a friend. I introduced the friend to him. You know how you do that when you're young. That's all day long. The first thing you want to do is, do you have a friend for my friend? And as soon as he hooks up with her, he's brand new. He's not answering the phone no more. He's not coming around no more. I can't get in touch with him. Now, that happens. All right, we're young. Okay, it happens. How about this happened like 3-4 different times? Like, it kept happening. Like, I had to realize, like, this person is not my friend. Like, even when we was, like, a little older, you know, we're grown at this point. And I have a girlfriend I introduced. Well, he ends up getting introduced to, like, her cousin. He ends up getting introduced to our cousin. I forgot. You know what it was? This is how it was, right? We wanted to go out, right? We didn't have a car. Me and my girl wanted to go out. We didn't have a car, right? So he has a car. Now, I just ran into him after not seeing him for years because the last time we was kicking it, he got a girlfriend and fell off the face of the earth again. So I run into him. That was years ago. Oh, yeah, you my man. Yeah, we cool. You know, we dogs. Yeah, cool. Bam. So exchange numbers or whatever. All right, cool. You know, so me and my girl want to go out one day. We're not driving. And I'm like, he's driving. And she has a cousin who I think was single at the time. I don't know. She might have been single. Probably was. So we asked her. She calls her cousin up like, hey, he's got a friend. You want to all hang out? Like, he's driving, trying to go out to eat or something. Like, yeah, she would. Free date. Cool. What female going to turn that down, especially if they don't have a man? You know? And so that's how we ended up, you know, all hooking up and hanging out. So he starts kicking it with her. And, of course, I'm in my relationship and he's in his relationship. And he's starting to deal with her like that. So it's all fun and games now. Like, yeah, we cool. We could talk because he has no reason to disappear now because they're cousins, but they're tight like sisters. So he knows that, you know, at any given time, anything go wrong, he can come holler at me. I can holler at her. You know, that's a convenient situation for him. Bam, she dugs him out. I'm still with her. She dugs him out, and he's feeling some type of way, you know. Then he ends up finally getting a new girlfriend. He comes around one day. He brings her around. He's like, look, this is my new girl. I'm like, okay, cool. That's good for you, man. I'm happy for you. After that, that was it. Never heard from him again. Listen, I lied to you not. This was like, you know what? We did talk like one more time. Now that I think back about it, we had talked like one more time. But I told him about himself. He didn't like that. And that was definitely the last time we talked, though. After he brought that girl around, I think he like kind of disappeared or something. One day he called me or something. Somehow we ended up on the phone. And I said, man, every time a female come around, you disappear. Like, man, that's fake, man, that's phony. I was telling them about itself. And that ended up being the last conversation we had. But, yeah, he did it again. Like, every time a female comes around, disappeared. That was the last time. We're talking about years ago.
Wow.
There you go. Like, that was the last time I talked to him. Mind you, we go back since grade school. Fake friend. I mean, I always have love for the brother, right? We go way back. We got thousands of memories. You
right.
Know, from grade school on up to adulthood. But at the end of the day, he's still a fake friend. Because if you're a real friend, you would not continue to disappear. Like, you wouldn't just disappear every time you get a girlfriend. You wouldn't disappear every time you get a boyfriend. You know?
Right.
Like, you wouldn't do it. Like, you know? Like, rest assured, like, I don't care if I get married, Nizzy Nay, we still doing this show. Like, I'm not,
right.
Like, and my wife would just have to understand, like, yes, they have a show that they do. You know? Unless we both decide together that we don't want to do the show anymore, then that's different. I'm not going to just, you know, just forfeit the show or just, like, get brand new on you because of a life-changing situation. I'm not going to, like, stop. You know, I'm not going to, like, not take your calls no more. You know, I'm not going to not keep in touch. You know, like, that's people do it all the time. Fake friend. You jackass, you are a fake friend. Like, if you can't look yourself in the mirror, you automatically going to be a fake friend. Because, like, if you can't be real with yourself, then there's no way you're going to be able to be real to somebody else. The first
that's
thing
true.
I have to say is, am I real to myself? I think I am. So I think I'm capable of being a good friend. I got friends that's been locked up. I got friends that's locked up right now. Ask them who their real friend is. Ask their family who their real friend is. Ask their families who's the one that's been keeping in touch with them, writing them, putting money on the phone, sending them money or ordering books for them, anything. I don't, you know, want no reward for it or nothing. Just know that I'm your real friend, and I hope you would do the same for me.
Right.
Some people, hey, you get locked up, oh, well, I'll see you when you get home. And friends and family even tell them that. Like, their own siblings, mothers, fathers, best friends tell them that. You know? And let an extreme situation come about, you'll realize who your real friend really is. You know? And I know that I'm a real friend. Like, I'm not no fake friend to nobody. You know, but if you're a fake friend to me, and I got to put you in that fake friend category, then you're gonna lose those special privileges. Like, I'm not going to continue to be a great friend of you, and you dogging me out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
True, true.
That's why it's always good to have, like, a second phone, like a phone that you don't use. That's just like your whatever phone, like a little prepaid phone. So you run into that fake friend you ain't seen in a long time, and they're like, oh, man, you got to give me your number. Oh, yeah, sure. Make sure you give them the disposable number, the number that you don't even use, the number that's just like for emergency purposes. And when that phone rings, you already know
wrong.
What to answer. You just look at it like, oh, and keep going on about your day, you know.
That's wrong.
Because it's like if you lie and say, I don't have a phone, then your phone will start ringing. You know, so
that's the best
technique. I had a friend do that to me before. We're actually friends now, but we had our on and offs over the years, and it had been a while since I seen him. And this is one of those friends that just out of nowhere. It's not because of a female. He's been with the same female over the years. Out of nowhere, he'll just get brand new. I think he's one of those people that just needs breaks from people, but he doesn't know how to come to you and tell you that. For some reason, it's kind of weird. And, like, I see him one day. I hadn't seen him in a long time. I'm like, oh, what's up, man? What's going on? I hadn't seen you in a minute. It had been a long time. It might have been close to a year or something. It had been a long time. I'm like, so what's going on with you, man? Oh, yeah, chilling. But you can tell. You know how, like, you can tell? You can feel. You can just feel the situation. Like, sometimes the situation's unfolding, you can just feel it. Like, you can feel
yes.
tension. You can feel tension in the air. And I could just look at his face. I could look at his face and tell it's like, oh, you caught me. Oh, man, now I got to sit and have a conversation with you. And it was like, this is my, we don't argue enough, and this is like one of my main mans, right? And I'm like, what's up, man? What's good? We got to catch up, man. What's your number? He's like, oh, what did he say? He's like, my phone, something about his phone. I don't know if he said his phone is off or he was like, I just called you and give it to you or something like that. It was almost as if I was opposed to if I was to approach a female that wasn't interested, and she would just say the first thing she could think of to throw me off. That was one of those type situations. This is supposed to be like one of my main mans. And I realized something over the years. I realized, like, he's a person that, you know, he'll be around for a while, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he'll need his space, and you got to respect it. So that's just one of those situations where now I expect it. I already know. So my expectations for him are set so different now that it doesn't even bother me anymore.
Right, because you already know.
And that's the only way we'll be able to be friends, because other than that, it's a fake friendship. It's a very fake friendship. So to keep that from, so we'll still be able to be cool, I'm just like, well, when we bump heads and it's cool, we cool, we chopping it up. But, you know, when we not talking, we just not talking, because I know that he's that person that sometimes he might get like that. It's crazy. And this is a person that will ride or die to the bitter end with you. It's weird. It's like it's like bipolar. I wonder if he's bipolar, man. It's like the weirdest thing ever. I don't look at him as the same as the other guy. That's definitely a fake friend. I wouldn't necessarily classify him completely as a fake friend. Like, that's still, like, one of my main mans. But I just understand I understand him more now. It's just that he's not vocal enough. Like, he's not able to, he doesn't come to you and talk, I'm going through some stuff, man. You know, you don't hear from me, it's not personal, I just need to get myself together. Me, as a grown man, I respect that. You know what I'm saying, isn't it? Like, if your homegirl come to you and tell you that, as a grown woman, you'll respect it, right? You want to know what's going on, but you'll respect it because she came to you. You know?
Right.
And sometimes a lack of communication is what leads to misunderstandings, misinterpretations, arguments, fusses, fights, friendships departing, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, it's crazy. And over the years, as me and some of my friends have, like, grown into adults, I've learned how to, like, deal with and accept my friends. Like, you know, to the point that, all right, we can have a certain amount of distance because for whatever reason, we grew into our own, you know, we grew, you could say apart, but not even necessarily just apart, but like, we grew into our own people. The way we were when we were our kids, the grown man version of me isn't the same as when I was a kid, and not for you neither. So we had a lot of compatibility, like, you know, as kids, like, we are alike in a lot of ways, and now, you do your thing, I do mine. You know, you might like to smoke weed and go to the club. I don't do that. I like to kick back. So we see each other when we see each other. That don't mean we're not friends. We just see each other when we see each other. Cool. If you're able to look at it like that and break it down like that, you'll be able to accept it. But if you're one of those people that's like, it got to be the way it's always been as kids, as when we first started being friends, and it's not because you grew into your own version of you later on in life. If you can't accept that, yeah. You know what I'm saying? If you can't accept that, man, then you're not going to be able to be friends.
Right. I mean, I have a friend like that, too, where we've known each other for years, and we were really, really close and always hung out and all that, and as we gradually gotten older, I mean, she has kids and she's married, and we just didn't really grow apart, but we've grown up and we still, you know, we are still friends and we still hang out when we get a chance to, but we're still cool. It's just not like it was when we was younger. It's just we have our own lives now, but we still communicate and all that, but we just kind of grew up, especially it gets difficult when you have friends that have kids. That changes everything, because you know that they really ain't got that much time on their hands like they used to. And your friendship is not going to be as tight as it used to be.
That's not necessarily true. It don't have to be that way. People will choose to allow things to get that way. You might not be able to spend as much time together hanging out and stuff, when it's, especially when the children are young, but that don't mean you still can't be as tight. Because if you got kids now, right, but I'm a good friend of yours, I understand that, I respect that, you know. And on the contrary to that, like, you as a good friend are like, okay, but I you know, I got a lot going on right now, but I'm still going to make time for you because you're my friend.
Right.
Like, I'm going to make time for you somewhere, you know, whenever I can. We're still going to hang out sometimes. I'm going to at least invite you over. Like, we're going to hang out sometimes.
Oh, yeah. And she definitely does,
like, you
that.
Know, you got to be able to, you know, you got to be able to you know, still put forth some effort, because let's be realistic. Like, relationships require efforts. Guess what? Friendships do, too.
That's
and if you're
true.
Not going to put forth any effort in a friendship, then you're not really a good friend. You're not. You're a fake friend. Like, you got to be able to put forth some effort. You know? You got to be able to, you can't just get brand new and that's just it. Like, you got to put forth some effort. You know? Like I was saying, me and some of my friends grew separately into our own people, but there's still some type of effort at some point. And we see each other as love. Oh, man, it was
right.
So good to see you, man. I love you, man. I love you too, man. It's good to see you, man. Like, that feels good. That feels good to be able to, you know, see your friend, you know, and be able to really sincerely be glad to see them. That means a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta be able to put forth some effort. You can't just, oh, I'm married with kids now, so I see you at the crossroads. Email me. Email
oh,
me.
No.
Don't call
we
me.
Still.
Don't text me. Email me. Send me an email sometime.
Oh, no.
Here's my email
we still
address.
We still if anything, you know, we'll work out a time where I'm off and I can go and see her. And we still do that. And we still make time for each other when we can, you know what I mean? And she is going through a difficult time, so I do give her her space. But we still communicate. We talk all the time. She's the type of friend that if she don't hear from me after 2 days, she is going on a witch hunt. She literally, like, she will go to anybody she knows and ask them, where's Janae? Did she change her number? Did she do this? Did she do that? Like, she will literally go hunting for me. She's just like that. But I have a lot of respect for her because she's just one of them friends that she will look out for you no matter what. She may not be able to say the right things at the right time, because she's a little ditzy. But she's she is my best friend. I can say that much. I can say that she is my best friend. She always looks out for me, no matter what the situation is. I remember being broke. And she would look out for me, no matter what. Oh, here, you need some smokes? Oh, I got you. Oh, you need some food? Oh, I got you. Like, anytime. I don't have to worry about nothing when I'm with her. Like, I don't have to worry about nothing at all. She's got me completely. I don't have to put out no money, no nothing. Because that's the type of friend that she is. And she may not even have that much money on her, but she will still, she'll like, look, we'll split this. And you're not going to go without, and I'm going to have, well, we're both going to have something. That's what type of friend she is. Even though she yaps my ear off and all that, I have to respect her because she is one of my good friends.
She
like
never,
probably,
like, turns her back on you.
Yeah, she never has. Even when we lost communication, I mean, literally, we lost communication for 5 years. And I looked for her, like, that's what good friend she is to me. Like, I have looked for her and looked for her and looked for her and looked. Like, literally, like, she got online and did, like, this little background check just to get my freaking phone number. She got online, did a background check. She was like, I was looking for you. I was looking for you. I could not find you. 5 years. And we still, and as soon as we connected, it was like we never lost, like, communication. It was just like, I may have looked a little different, but she was just welcomed me with open arms. And I know her family. Like, her family loves me. Like, I know everybody in her family. I go over her house, and it's like home. It's like another home to me. I throw off my shoes, kick up my feet, go in and get, you know how some people, you can't just walk in their house and get, you know, something to eat or something to drink. I do that there. I go in and just help myself, because that's like a second home to me. So I respect her. She's a good friend. She's probably one of maybe two or three that have a good friend. They're very hard to find, but once you find it, you'll know. You'll know. I would rather have one real good friend rather than a whole bunch of fake ones.
A whole bunch of fake ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that. Definitely. And, like, how do you feel about a situation where, like, a friend, all right, for instance, your friend sleeps with your man.
Oh,
you know, your
goodness.
Friend sleeps with your man. You find out, like, are you able to, like, forgive your friend and able to get over that situation? Or is that a fake friend forever, no coming back from it?
I don't know about men, but I know about me personally. I can't get over that. That's a line that you just don't cross. You know, that's a... You don't cross that line. That's a fake friend.
So that's a fake friend forever.
Yeah.
So that's the triple F.
That's
huh?
a fake
triple
friend,
F.
Right? You don't
that's
cross
triple F
that
right
line.
There.
Yeah, you don't cross that line. And God only knows how long she's been really looking at him in that type of way, or how long it's been going on. You fake. Like, you fake. If you're a real friend and my dude's trying to come at you in some type of way, you should have enough respect for me to say no and come to me and let me know what he's doing. And let me know and speak to me, because obviously I shouldn't be with him. But if you act on it, nah, that's fake. We done for good. It's over. Go ahead.
It's like you can feel the tension. Like, sometimes, a lot of times, it's like your friend is attracted to your significant other. Like, you can kind of feel it in the air. Now, sometimes some people are really good at disguising it. You know, like, some people are just that deceitful. But they're good at disguising it. And then a lot of times you can kind of see it coming. Like, you know, like if you have, if your significant other is considered to be an attractive person, I don't know how females do, but I kind of do know how females do, but I'll speak on behalf of the guys. Like, a guy will tell his friend, like, man, your girl is off the chain. Your girl is fly. Egg, man, your girl is sexy. Like, your girl would die. You know, your girl fat. Wow. You know, guys, you know, we let each other know. I mean, I would tell a guy, like, you know, I wouldn't say I want your girl, but I'd be like, man, your girl a beast. Woof, goodness. You know, I give him his credit. But I'm not going, like, trying to, like, come at it, though. You know? But you do got to watch it, you know? Like, observe. Like, I mean, because, like, if somebody's very, very attractive, right? For instance, right? All right, if my friend, a good friend of mine, his girl is really attractive, when I'm over his house, she's walking around with some shorts on and all of this just hanging out and just legs, thighs, behind, all over the place. I mean, wow. Come on, tell your girl to put some clothes on, man. Like, come on, man, you know? I'm still not going to, I don't care what she has on. I'm not, I don't care what she says. I'm not going to, like, cross that line. I'm not even going to. If she come at me, I'm going to let him know. That's the type of friend I am. But
right.
There's no way I'm going to be able to not look at her and she's dressed like that. In that situation, get your girl and tell her, you know, like, man, look, I can't come to your house, man. I can't do it, man. I can't disrespect you and be looking at your girl, but your girl walking around half naked, man, and I can't do it. Like, you know, but I would never, ever cross that line. You know, and it depends on your bond with somebody because, but see, that's how you know you're really friends with somebody. If you're my friend, I can tell you that. If that is crossing the line saying your girl was fly, we're not really friends. We're associates. I got to be able to tell you that, you know. But I'm never going to cross that line. So, like, if your homegirl, right, is telling you that your dude is whatever, I don't know what terminology y'all females use. What do y'all use when you consider a guy to be attractive? What do you females say?
Like, he's sexy.
Okay.
I mean, that's
well,
what we say, he's sexy. I mean, we use other terms, but I don't want to say it on here.
Okay. How do you feel when your friend tells you that, like, about your
I mean,
guy?
I mean, honestly,
like,
I feel good. Like,
Do you feel like,
I don't mind them. I don't mind them saying, like, yo, your man, he is good looking. Like, he's sexy. I'll just say, oh, thanks. Like, I know. But
what does she keep saying?
Don't be staring too hard. I had a situation where a female, when one of my exes had come to my job, you know, pick me up, whatever, and she was staring a little too hard. She was, every time you come in, she stared a little too hard. I had to let her know, look, you staring a little too hard at him. You need to back off a little bit. You need to look elsewhere. Like, you staring too hard. You can glance. You take a look, all right, turn back around, but don't be staring, like, hard. Like, she would be staring hard. And I, to the point where I was like, look, you can't come in here no more. I'm going to break her neck. Like, I was really ready to break her neck because she was really staring hard. Like, that's too much. That's too much.
That is, like, the most disrespectful thing a friend can do is, like, I mean, just to come at your significant other, like, is like, really, really disrespectful. But then to actually, like, do it, I mean, first of all, my girl sleep with my boy, like, I mean, yeah, we're not even going to talk about how I feel about her. I mean, she's all types of names that I don't even want to say. And I'll deal with her. But as far as, like, this, my so-called friend, my so-called homie, my right-hand man, like, I had to agree with you. Like, that's damage for life. That's damage for life. How can I ever trust you? Like, if you will sleep with my girl or try to, then I can never trust you on anything. Not to mention, your level of respect for me is low enough for you to do that. And, like, some people really don't have good, like, they really can't, they're not good at fighting off temptation. But on the sake of a friendship, you better find a way. You better find a way to fight off temptation. You better figure out a way. You better get some counseling or something. Don't let me find out that you actually did it. I mean, even if I find out that you really came on to my girl and tried, it didn't happen only because she wasn't with it. And she had to come to me and let me know, and I got proof, you know, that you actually did it. You actually tried. You might as well have done it because now I know you're capable. So that's good. Like, how do we bounce back from that? Like, that's why, like, I don't even, like that's just like being cheated on by your boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, how do you come back from that? You did it once. Who's to say you're going to do it again? It's
exactly.
All damaged. I can't, check this out, Nitty Nat. I can never, I want to be the girl that I'm with and I'm calling my girl, that's mine's. I want to be able to say I do to her one day. I cannot say I do to someone that has slept with someone else while we were in a relationship, let alone that that was my friend. Like, how can I say I do to this person? And the whole time throughout our marriage, like, my friend, my homie, he knows what my girl was like in bed. My girl's great in bed. Yeah, I know. She sure is. My wife is great. Yeah, she is, man. I remember. So, believe me, I know. I bet you do know. And it's like, how do you, I can't even have you over. It's awkward. I'm going to bring you to dinner and have you sit. I can't even look at you and her the same. Like, there's no way. I can't be back in a relationship with her. I can't be friends with him. It's a wrap. Like, it's done, man. Like, if she actually went through with it, I can't ever, you know, be with her. If she didn't go through with it, but she flirted back, one of those situations where, well, I would, but I can't do your friend. I can't do Tay like that. I would. That's a problem. You know what I'm saying, Nitty Nay? The whole I would, but you're cute. I would, but no, that's a problem. That relationship needs to be done. If the answer isn't, are you out of your mind? No way. No way. I don't even talk to me. I don't even have nothing to say to you. You're supposed to be his friend. Are you kidding me? If your response isn't that, that's a problem. That's a problem. Like, it shouldn't be no blushing, no, well, no. You got to be out of your mind. Need to be your response. It should be a lot of cursing words with it, too. Seriously, man, like, no way. You know what I'm saying? But there are situations like that. There's husbands and wives sitting there right now with their friends over, and their friends have slept with the husband or wife. Like,
yes,
and they're hanging out, that y'all got over it. It's cool now. You got to be. There's no way. You got to be kidding me, Nizzy Nay. No way. Could you ever do it? Could you ever find a way to, like, just find a way to, get over? I mean, this guy's like the love of your life. You know, and that's like, that's your friend, but that's like maybe not necessarily your bestie. But that's a friend. It's there. I know you said it's over, but I mean, I'm saying this is really, really, you never met a guy like this ever before. He made this one mistake, so to speak.
No.
Are
I don't
you
care.
Able to find a way?
No. Because it could always happen again. Just because you only did it one time don't mean that you won't be willing to do it again.
And the same thing goes for your friend. Like, there's no way. No way. What if she came on to your guy, but they didn't have sex?
I don't care.
But she did flirt with him.
She should have never crossed that line at all.
Okay. What if she flirted with him, but she was drunk? I mean, she was dead drunk. Everybody knows she was, we used the term white girl wasted.
I don't care.
Yeah, what if she was white girl wasted?
I don't care. It's not happening.
And she just came on to him, but he knew she was wasted, and he didn't disrespect you and engage in it. He was just like, no, you're drunk. And just, you know, and then the next day she finds out and she's, like, really, really apologetic to you. She's, like, calling you, blowing your phone up. Oh, my goodness. I heard what happened. I didn't even remember.
Then,
I blacked out. I'm so sorry. And you know for a fact that she was drunk beyond belief.
Because usually when you're drunk, you do stuff that you normally wouldn't do when you're sober, but you have thought about it when you are sober. You have thought about it.
So you're not, there's no bouncing back. Even if she was, like, tipsy out of her mind.
She probably thought about
like
it. She was just more willing to do it when she was drunk. Forget that.
I feel you. I can't blame you. I do think that certain situations where a person was that drunk, you gotta kinda at least think it over and assess it. Like, how drunk was that person and how far did it go? But I definitely can't blame you for feeling like it's a wrap. I can't never trust you again. All right. Because if you're that drunk, what is going to happen if you get that drunk again?
Yeah.
If it's that bad, then maybe you shouldn't be drinking. Like, so I can understand how you feel like that. I can understand. I can definitely understand. It's just certain things are just the point of no return is the point of no return. And once I can't look at you the same no more, it's just going to always be a problem.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Yeah, man. With that being said, it's about that time. It's definitely an interesting discussion, though.
Most definitely.
Any last words?
Just watch out for them fake friends. Don't put your guard all the way down for somebody. Always have it up. Not all the way up, but just enough. You gotta watch your back at all times. You can't trust everybody. Because not everybody
so
is
true.
Real.
Exactly, definitely. Well said. I definitely agree. You know your friends. You know, when somebody's being fake to you, understand that, realize that, assess the situation. You might need to, like, you know, you might need to just cancel out that whole deal. You might need to just not be friends with that person no more. But, you know, assess it carefully, because you could be exaggerating, you know. Definitely assess it carefully, but don't allow people to take advantage of you. I don't care how far back you go. There's a limit to everything. Don't be naive, you know. But don't be naive, but then don't be a jackass and be just mean and bitter to people, too. It's a fine line between everything, you know. But definitely assess the situation. Definitely have the willingness to look yourself in the mirror, you know. Definitely. But definitely don't let take the one thing I can't stress enough is don't let people take advantage of you and use the term friend to be manipulative. You know what I'm saying, Nizzy Nay? Like,
yeah.
Definitely, you know, just keep what they say, keep your friends close, and your enemies close and your friends closer. Something, no, did I say it wrong? Keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Sometimes, no, but you know what? Sometimes it should be keep your enemies close and your friends closer. But sometimes you got to watch your friends more, you know, because they are in the perfect position to get over on you. And keep your eyes open. Be like a cat. You know how a cat, you ever observed a cat, Nizzy Nay? I mean, a cat could be sitting there like asleep with his eyes closed and you can just wave your hand and a cat's eyes will open up. Cats be on point. Cats be on point. A little tiny piece of paper could fall on the ground. They'll jump up out of their sleep like a gunshot went off. That's how you need to be. You need to have reflexes of a cat. And that's how you can spot the phonies and fake. You know, watch out for them triple S, fake friends forever. You got BFFs and triple S. You know, watch out for them triple S, man. But that being said, that is our show for tonight. So as always, we'd like to thank everyone for joining us. Once again, you're listening to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tay Real.
I'm your co-host, Nizzy Nay.
You all right over there? I thought I was glad to see if you were still breathing over there. You can catch us on Mondays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by dialing 347-838-9540.
Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Follow us on Twitter at It's Real Radio MD, or you can just shoot us an email at It's Real Talk Radio at yahoo.com.
Stay tuned for the next episode. Peace and love, y'all. Good night.
Everybody, good night.